Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
So her ex was super inappropriate with her, and now she's thinking about turning around and going to his fiance and telling her everything that happened. Cassie's got the email.
In May of 2022, my 2.5 year situationship with the young man who lived upstairs with his parents came to a grinding halt. When we started our relationship, we had an understanding and an agreement that if either one of us found somebody else that we wanted to be involved with, we would let the other one know. My relationship with him was going strong until the last week of May 2022, when I didn't see him at all. June 1st, 2022, he pulled up in a U-Haul van with another girl and started to pack all of his stuff from his parents' place into the van. Turns out he was moving in with his girlfriend. I found out about it later when his mother told me. He didn't even say goodbye to me. That was my first time ever experiencing anything like that in my life, and because of it, I decided to go on a 1-year dating hiatus. Now, considering the fact that his parents live upstairs, he has to come here all the time to see them. That means he has to see me. And a lot of the times he brings his girlfriend with him, and I have to listen to them talking and laughing and carrying on while I'm trying to relax outside my unit. It hasn't been entirely comfortable, but I've been dealing with it. In June, he messaged me saying that he wanted us to meet. He felt that we needed closure, and my guess is he was sick and tired of the tension going on, and he was trying to resolve it, and I kind of felt the same way. I thought maybe it would be nicer if we all just got along, and at the very least, we could be civil with each other. In that first meeting at the park, I basically just let him have it, and I didn't give him much of an opportunity to speak. But he did say to me that he felt like he rushed in too quickly with her, and he managed to spit out that he still had feelings for me. But then he asked his new girlfriend to marry him the following month. He contacted me this week and said that he needed to be honest with me and needed to share some things with me that he didn't get an opportunity to do the first time. So I met him at the park again, just expecting some civil conversation back and forth. And what I got was a man who very aggressively pulled me into him, groping me with his other hand. He told me that he missed my curves, he can't stop thinking about me, and he tried to kiss my neck when I pushed him away. He told me that there will always be something between us and that he wanted to be with me again. When I asked him why he was getting married, he told me that he was getting a little older now and it was time to settle down and get married. It was the most ridiculous reason to get married I had ever heard. He has since messaged me incessantly because he's terrified that I'm going to tell his fiance what he did. He's been staying away from here and not even visiting his parents because he's terrified of what I might say or do. And frankly, I don't know what to do. I honestly and truly feel like she has a right to know what a slime ball he is. But therein lies the risk that I'm going to end up looking like the bad guy. I want to do the right thing. Bert Show, can you advise me? FYI, I've kept every single text message he sent to me, and I was considering printing those off, putting them in an envelope, and just handing it to her the next time I see her. From Stella in Stony Creek, Ontario.
Yeah, so who knows if this email is even true. She's clearly stoned. Because that's the one requirement you need to live in Stony Creek. I don't see what good it's going to do at all.
I don't think she's going to believe you. You're just going to be like the disgruntled ex.
Really?
I don't know how she...
You would go in?
If I got a manila folder that had all the screenshots with proof, she's like giving receipts here that show that my boyfriend was being, or now fiance was being a complete slime ball, I would 100% believe her. Now, do I think that the girlfriend, now fiance, has some kind of inkling that he is a little bit of a slime ball? Absolutely. With these kinds of things, there's always red flags that people choose to ignore. But I mean, this could be the final nail in the coffin for her to kind of be like, maybe this wasn't the best decision to agree to getting engaged.
I don't see this going the way that she thinks it would go. I feel like even like because the new girl will look at the old one and he'll say that she's just doing this because she still wants me and then like I'm not coming around. Mm-hmm. The more information you have, the more it may backfire because you're going to look a little crazy in doing it, even if you're right. So I feel like he's already caused enough damage to your life. Just let it go.
I don't even know what his motivation is. I don't know if he's really into the ex here, Stella, that emailed us. He's just saying it so he can get a little something before he gets married.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on? But if you're the fiance, would you want to know this?
Well,
do you have an obligation as a woman to tell another woman you're walking into a hornet's nest?
Well, see, I'm so torn because, yes, she deserves to know this information. It's just, it's not the information. It's who's delivering it. I mean, if I was a fiance, I wouldn't believe her. I would be, I'm probably slightly brainwashed by my fiance and thinking like this is a disgruntled ex, especially if she comes with receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever I watch Real Housewives reunions, and they have facts and they have proof on their side, but when they pull out that folder behind them and start showing receipts, as unfortunate as it is, they end up looking like the crazy one.
Really?
Which is not fair.
Hmm.
Because they brought their receipts. So it's, what? I mean, I want to tell her, but I just personally, I don't think it's going to be received.
What if you told her, like, what if you went to her and you're like, hey, this is what your ex did to me in a park. And she's like, I don't believe you. And then you can say, well, if you want, I have texts that I could send you as receipts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That way it doesn't look super premeditated. Like, yeah, you're just saying about this one incident, but you know, you have the back catalog should you need to whip it out. But she's going to be the one to ask for it so you don't look crazy.
Just getting stirred up in this kind of like toxicity and negativity, I would just keep it at arm's length, man.
Let it go.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.